Sally woke up dazzled. She was sure 1 minute ago she had crawled into bed. So why was her alarm clock ringing that it was now 7 a.m? Beep. Beep. Oh well, she thought. She had now finished eating breakfast and was reading her favourite book, The Lottie Project. She too was just like Charlie, except Sally wasn't violent and didn't have any friends. 2 days before, she was expecting her pen pal. She was jumping over the moon. She even ordered her mum to buy her new shoes. Buy me this, buy me that. No, didn't want that one, I want the red one. This one is rubbish, her mum muttered under her breath, shaking her head. As Sally entered the school gate, she saw Brooke. Brooke was her worst enemy. Brooke had long blonde hair, which extended to her waist, and everybody adored her. Hey, Brooke called, walking towards Sally. Mummy and Daddy Bear not here today. That's a shame. I was wondering if we could play Duck, Duck and Goose. She kicked Sally and walked off. Sally limped to her classroom. She was so glad Mum hadn't made her go to school with Brooke, like she always did. The situation would have been worse. Brooke's pen pal was small and fierce, almost as fierce as Brooke herself. Sally's pen pal was fat and tall and talked in a deep voice. Bonjour, je m'appelle Anissa. Comment tu t'appelles tu? She asked. Sally stared. What was that supposed to mean? Anissa went off to her teacher and came back saying the same thing, but in English. Sally was so glad she was talking to her pen pal. In the playground, several boys crowded around Brooke and her pen pal. They were playing dare games. They dared Brooke to call Sally and Anissa ugly. Oh, don't worry, I call them it all the time. Ugly, ugly and ugly, she spat. She even picked up her shoe and threw it at them. Anissa became very red in the face. Don't throw a shoe. She picked up Brooke's shoe and spat inside it, throwing it on a tree. If everybody's against me, I'll get my shoe myself, Brooke shouted. She was reaching for a tree branch when the branch was breaking. No, Sally screamed. She reached out to get Brooke. Brooke was luckily saved by Sally, but when she saw the state of Sally, she felt guilty. Anissa screamed. Teachers called Sally's parents, and the ambulance was on its way. At the hospital, Sally was noted unconscious, and her mum was bawling her eyes out. Brooke's mum came to apologise, but it all started an argument. Brooke quickly ran out behind her mum and went to Sally's bed. I'm sorry, she whispered to Sally. I didn't mean it. Two hands grasped Brooke on her shoulders. You tried killing my daughter and you try it again. Don't dare, Sally's mum shouted. I risk the fact of bringing you here. What will your dad say when he hears this? Brooke's mum shouted. Wait, a voice called out. They all turned round to see Sally. I just want some time with Brooke. Both mums walked out of the room. I'm sorry, it was all my fault, Brooke said, looking around the room. No need to whisper, nobody's here, Sally muttered. Friends, Brooke apologized. Friends. Best friends? We'll think about that later. And they both